Oh, to be like Him, oh, to be like Him, blessed be
sing 246 in the hymn book. They said, I associate that song with Pilgrim Camp, dwelling in Beulah Land. That's a place that's mentioned in the Bible. It's a place that's mentioned in Pilgrim's Progress, too. And it's a place that we can be dwelling. It's being united to Christ. Praise the Lord. Isn't that what Beulah means? It says in Isaiah 62, speaking about the people of God, you won't be termed forsaken anymore, nor will your land be called desolate, because it's going to be different. It's going to be Hephzibah and Beulah, and you know what those mean. My delight is in her, and married, or united to Christ. That's the way we interpret that. And it's not just that we're going to sing about far away, the noise of strife, and we think, oh, here we are at Brant Lake. But it's something different from that. It can be in New York, or Chicago, or Taipei, or any bustling place, that we can be shut in with God. Even when we're busy, we can be shut in with God, and we can be being changed. We're waiting on Him, and it's always right, as we heard, to take time to get still before God. Oh, brothers, in these silent hours, God's miracles are wrought. He giveth His beloved in sleep a treasure, all unsought. That's what Brother Chow was referring to in Ter Stegen. Of course, that's just the English translation of his beautiful work, but the meaning is there. Sometimes we don't even realize, I suppose often, we don't realize how deep He's going with us and all that He's doing in us as we just give Him an opportunity.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. So let's make sure we do that in these days. These opportunities that God gives us, we want to also give back to Him, that He might do His work in us and accomplish His purposes. Praise His name. But 246 is something that we associate with Pilgrim Camp, and we love to sing this song. Come, let's rejoice. something you heard yesterday afternoon? I think so, doesn't it? There are all these things. Doubt and fear and things of earth in vain to me are calling. None of these shall move me from Beulah land. Takes me back to the message that Brother Wade brought us about these distractions. But we're looking to Jesus. And in these days, we want all that he has for us. We're so thankful for what he's doing for us. And you know, he's... What is that in? Is that in the tech? No, it's in the Constitution. You history students. You ever? I remember having to memorize the preamble to the Constitution. There was an organization, I forget what it was called. What came before the Constitution? Oh, the Articles of Confederation. And they found out that wasn't... There wasn't a strong enough central government, and all the intelligent folks of those days got together, remember, and they wrote up the Constitution. And in order, before they went into it, in order to explain what they were doing, they said, "We, the people of the United States," and they said, "in order to form a more perfect union." And when we memorized that, I know we had to learn that in school. I said, "Boy, those words sound like church. Sound like church, don't they?" And I've thought of that over the years. God, let that union be strengthened and perfected. Let my faith grow in you. In order to form a more perfect union. Well, they did a good job of it. It's lasted many, many years. But God is working in us too, to unite us to himself and strengthen us that we might believe him more and be more firmly united to him. And so we're not going to let these distractions, what are they? It's the storms of doubt and the conflicts and the stormy breezes. Lord, help us to maintain our place there in Beulah land. And you're the one that's holding us and keeping us and loving us and drawing us and working in us. And so we thank you. Those are mighty works of God to change us, as we heard, and change us unto that we might be unto his glory and more perfectly united to him. Let's sing 4.
Viewing in the words of God, I sing in contemplation. Hearing out in pleasant words, I see the way he plans. Dwelling in the Spirit, here I learn a full salvation. Tarry in you, Amen.
unto the Lord is our one and worthy soul. Theme songs, as you know, from Pilgrim Camp. Holiness unto the Lord. It looks like some of you want to sing it. Okay, let's. 44.
Oh.